The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Words are wonderful. Words are especially wonderful this time of year when we can use words to sing our favorite Christmas carols. Words are wonderful this time of year when they come in the mail in the form of letters and Christmas cards sending us greeting and news from people that we love around the world. Words are wonderful in that they let me share this sermon with you this morning. And perhaps this year more than ever, words have been a central part of our lives. As we call up people over the telephone that we would normally see face to face, as we share our prayers on Facebook chat, or as we have Bible study gathered not around a table but on Zoom, talking with one another. Truly, words are a blessing. And yet, this year, I think I can speak for most of us in saying we yearn to be physically present with the people that we love. We yearn to just be in the same room as them, to get to relax and hug and hold each other close. And I think there's a few reasons for that. One, studies have shown that 93% of all our communication is nonverbal. And so we miss out on so much of what someone is trying to tell us when we only see their words texted on a phone or written down in a letter. But more than that, there is so much comfort from feeling someone's arms wrapped around us in a big hug, giving us that warmth and assurance of their physical presence. And yet for me, more than anything, what I love about being with someone physically is that I don't have to think of something to say. I don't have to keep the relationship going by filling spaces of silence. I can just sit and be content because the person that I love is next to me. And that's all we need. Yes, words are wonderful, but sometimes we yearn for that physical presence. And so this Christmas morning, I invite you to take a moment and just acknowledge that feeling inside yourself, that feeling of wanting to be physically present with someone. Take a moment to just feel it. And I ask you to feel that because part of celebrating Christmas is giving thanks that the feeling you are feeling right now about wanting to be physically with someone you love, that feeling is the feeling that God has for you. You see, yes, God loves words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things came into being through the Word. God loves words. God is the Word that spoke the universe into existence, for God creates the heavens and the earth by speaking words. God puts words into the mouths of the prophets to guide the people Israel. God instructs us in God's ways through the written word that form our scriptures. And yet, having formed us and guided us and instructed us using words, God desires something more. God desires to be physically present with us. To be physically present with you. Because God wants to communicate with you using that other 93%. God wants to give you that warmth and assurance that can only come from a big old bear hug. God wants to be able to walk along a creek with you or sit beside you and watch a sunset and not need to say a single word. Because just being in each other's presence is enough. And you know you are loved. That's what God wants for Christmas. And on Christmas, God gets it. The Word became flesh and lived among us as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The prophet Isaiah sings, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news." And in Jesus, God's feet become beautifully anointed by Mary, the sister of Lazarus, as she celebrates the good news that Jesus brings of eternal life when he raises her brother from death to life. The prophet Isaiah sings, "Listen, let your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for they have seen the Lord return to Zion." And in Jesus, God will lift up God's voice as Jesus sings with his best friends after the Last Supper. The prophet Isaiah sings, "The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all nations. All the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God." And truly in Jesus, God stretches out his arms on the cross. In Jesus, God's holy arms are bared for all the world to see as Jesus embraces sin and death so that we might embrace eternal life. This is the mystery that we call the Incarnation, that the Word who created the universe, the eternal God, has taken on flesh to live among us as us. But the Incarnation doesn't start on the cross, it starts in a manger. It doesn't start with Jesus the man, it starts with Jesus the baby. And so this day on Christmas, when God is born as a baby, yes, God has feet, but they will not be anointed today by the perfume of a disciple. They will be anointed today by the kisses of a mother. And yes, this day, God has a voice. But God's voice today will not sing songs after supper. Today, God's voice will cry out to be fed. And yes, God has arms, but today God's arms will not embrace the world. Today God's arms will beckon to be embraced. Because you see, the Incarnation does not begin with God embracing humanity, but with humanity embracing God. And so, on this day, when we celebrate that 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh through Mary, and she held God in her arms, so too we celebrate that every Christmas, God once again becomes flesh, but this time through each one of us, so that each one of us might hold God in our arms. And so I invite you today, on a day when perhaps you are yearning to be physically present with those you love, may you be physically present with the Word. May you connect with God, perhaps not as you normally do through the words of prayer, but through a prayer of incarnation. Let me teach it to you now. I invite you to take your thumbs and cross them, and then to place your open palms on your chest with your fingers just below your collarbone so that your hands look like a butterfly, a symbol of resurrection. And I invite you to breathe in deeply and exhale. And as you do, lift up one hand and let it tap your chest. And then lift up the other and let it tap your chest. And let them go back and forth, gently. And if you feel so moved, you can hum or sing your favorite Christmas carol. But eventually, let your voice become silent and just feel the tapping on your chest. And then let even your hands become still. And feel within yourself the divine flowing from your forehead to your feet. May you feel the warmth of God's embrace in your body. For today, that is where God chooses to dwell. And so, when words are not enough, may you connect with God in your flesh. May you be physically present with God on this day when we yearn to be physically present with so many others. And on this Christmas day, may we begin by embracing the Word made flesh and remembering that each and every day, God embraces us. Amen.